correction. Oversight on my part. I asked yesterday that there seems to be a question within the the Havik Shalom. Like the Megillos or didn't like the Megillos. One place it says the rain is against the Megillos. One place it says we're in horror of the Megillos. I realize what it is. I didn't look carefully enough. The Megillos is the same Yisod as the Yireh, the source for Asim Alam and Asim and Mezuzah. It is not the right of Tzitzis, but it's the Pasim. Usach and Mezuzah, Kesef and Mishareh. There's one fundamental difference between the way the Megillos presents it and the way the Mitzir likes it. It's a critical difference. That is as follows. The Megillos, for those who want to look it up, I'm about to say, if I show up here, who in this room has ever looked up anything in Megillos? It's printed in every Rambam. It's an amazing thing. People just don't look there. Again, I come back to what Shach said. But people just never saw it. So, often we check the Megillos because he quotes Rambam. He quotes Shuvah Sarambam. This is no exception. He quotes the Shuvah Sarambam over here, that's the Chachma of the deal we spoke about. But before getting there, the Megillos have a line which is fundamentally in sync with the Mitzvah Mahalach, with one major exception. The Megillos says, "Lo behina uksat avuzot pesav v'sharecha, alma mezuza v'shar tchila." What word is in the Sivla like?
Shashar.
Right. That is Chah. It's similar to the Megillos, but the key word is like. According to the Sivla, suppose you have the Mezuzahs, Uksat on the Mezuzahs. And then, as Uklas would have it, Ukvatam on the Shah. Don't tell me Uksat on the Mezuzahs, Shah Shah to be first. That's where I pick up the subtlety. That was a little, didn't quite grasp. Then someone came to me yesterday with a Chiddush. Ready for God who came to me, say the Shem Omro. So I want to go back to the Rambam, yesterday's Rambam. We had the issue, we had two truck, the hell is trying to march out in the Rambam, Terekel of Ches. According to March out, it's rather than in the what you call the Maisa Kriya, it's rather than it's not in the Shah at all. Terekel is in the Shah. I had a question, but the next halakha of Tas of Lom and Osir is a totally separate thing. So I said it's a totally separate thing. The suggestion was made, no. The suggestion was made that Taz of Alom and Osri lacked the Megillos, like the classical version. It's under here. We keep anger, understood, and others. But you have to put up the doors before you put up the mezuzah. So here too, this halacha, halacha ches, is also within the shah. The first four halachas, you put the mezuzah in a place which is not the shah, as we said. The next halacha is you have to have the shahr there before you put up the mezuzah. So it's again a din in shahr. Even though I use the word mezuzah pesach, which might lead you to the conclusion of the Karen Orman didn't say it. Not the who told me that. Okay, thank you very much. This would be another possibility that you could run. Thank you. Shkai. These are my leftovers as far as this issue is concerned. And the other lush of the Ram, which I forgot to tell you yesterday, is in Perek Vav. Good idea, they said. It's a nice idea. Not ma'akim, it's not really ma'akim. That's again what the Tzim and Karen Orr are going with that ma'akim. But again, the lush can really go either way. It's interesting, I mentioned before that the classical Mefarshim don't agree with this, the Tzim and the Karen Orr. If you take a look at the Shach, those who have a real Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Zirach page, it's an earlier Shach. That's why. Can't see it, see it like a real Shulchan Aruch. It's in a great page, oh, Sid Kot, Ramah. Here, he's commenting on the Din of Shulchan Aruch, and Sid Tezvah, Abai is Abba, Bisha, Engel, Bezuz, Gloss, is Chayv, Bezuz, Yesh, Mi, Shepot. Oh, it's not stuff, it's a Rambam, a Favor, and a Rambam. It's called a Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh is the Yesh Omer. Right, so it's not, you have to be someone to be reckoned with. That's not because the Rambam is never, you always reckon Rambam, but it's makes it to the Shulchan Aruch on a practical level, it's even more reason to quote unquote reckon with it. says Isha. This is the classical mala. The neged, the lavush, the shah. This is earlier. Before the, how should we say it, the 19th century, what to use, Gdolim came up and started out with those who came before. I mean the Tzibet Karanah. Both we say Michael Chachmi Balosh. So they have their own independence. But the classical mala is not that way. Says the Shach. Well, it says to the Shneem, Yitle bo hadelas miyad, v'yikbenem. Put the door first, come on, man. Can't do it. I want the door from the carpenter. Special door, it's not ready yet. What are you going to do? It will be ready in 6 weeks. You'll have to have that. The missiles on my door. What do you do now? What would you do? Get a simpler door from the store and put it up. But that is in a fancy neighborhood. That's a fancy door. So we're in there for 6 weeks. Be right. The miyad should look close to the yad. You can add a balloon bracha right now. Or you borek mitchila gam al acheres. You adapt the gam al zu. Okay. Ukshi yitla bo hadeles. Yitlena viyas the big ben a balloon bracha. Bracha al acheres. That's the gam al zet. Look at the cool. So he's passing a local advice. He's fastening not to make a bracha. Wild. Yes, I'm going to show you another. Ram counts. Suffolk, brachas lahakil. So what do you do? You're stuck with a rock in a hard place. You put up the mezuzah now without a bracha. There's no delis. Go around, check your bracha. Later on, you have the bracha, you got to take it down and put it up again. Can't be the bracha. It's cool to every other Rosh Hashanah, except the Rami, you're up to the first time. You hear what's going on? You can't have the bracha at the beginning, you can't have the bracha at the end. So you have to have other doors to pati. That's what Shah says. What a remarkable idea. So we discussed, if you call yesterday, Charlotte, according to these, how do you say, the more recent Gadol, who said, according to Shitas HaRamba, it's not possible. You put up the mezuzah before the doors. So why the chatzila? Why bother putting up the doors first? What kind of shrach? What kind of chatzila that it is? So the only answer we suggest, yes, it's a brachish. The brachish. You have to do it for chatzila. You can't make a bracha before the door. You saw. Right? So you want to make a bracha, so you got to put the door first. And then you make the bracha. That's the best thing I think we can do. Otherwise, why should we have the chatzila that it is? Maybe we'll do the bracha. Okay? Hot time. This is again Shirai. Now we're back to the wars on Heketzir. You have to chazer a little bit, okay? Because it's always this is, as I said to you before, quite a complex issue. We'll try to take it one little step at a time. One step at a time, okay? So the Gemara has a Mesepta Menachas Sablam Gimel Amud Aleph, a cryptic phrase. Four words. What? Allah and the Heketzir. Follow Heketzir. Let's say what it means. Let's say when you follow Heketzir. So we spent quite a bit of time yesterday looking at the Shulchan Aruch. You do have Reish Pei Tes. When Heketzir competes with other values, what are the values that we have? Nimi. Nimi is certainly a significant consideration. We had Rov Tashmisho, or even to win something called Rov Yerucho. I'm not going to read exact specifics, but we mentioned this as a glossary of terms. Now, if you look in the, when I grew up, we had the Chovas Adar. I was one of these in young. He gave you, like, you know, this strict hierarchy, how you went. And the most important, he said, is from, they call the Tur Lechiyah, the street that asks. So the right song on the ass? You figure that one out, right? We'll come to it. Yeah, okay. Then it's Pnimi. Because Pnimi, in effect, love this is like from the street to the house. It's true that pizza is higher, but it's the same. It's so. You're walking in. Good. Then he passed Rov Yerucho. Why? Because Rov Yerucho is also a part of Pnimi. It's all these three the same thing. Just lower level, the same is so. Follow me from the street to here. It's there. It's not the door. It's a, no door to be Ventura and Achiev with the door. Fine. Then you have from one, there's two doors in a row, two rooms in a row, an outer and an inner, no other door except the back door from the outside. Panim, good. Then you have, what did you say you had? You're running around in the living room, dining room, and kitchen. Right? Very often, you use one door. Right? You use one door to the house. And most of the time when you walk from the outside into the house, you go in this direction. So you count the clock. Or most of you go clockwise. And just imagine your house. As long as you get homesick. Just imagine. I'll be homesick about what Hashem is. Maybe. But in case. So just imagine your house. You walk into the door, whichever you walk in. I'm not sure, sometimes you have two different doors. The side door, front door. Well, let's say some old-fashioned house has only one door that you really use. It's just a backyard. You don't come out there. That's just you come to the door. Right? Imagine it. Good. So you have three rooms right in front of you. Let's say a kitchen, a dining room, and a living room. That's classic. Let's think in your mind. How do you walk? How do you walk more frequently? This way or this way? I want everyone to think about it. Do you have a clock card? Or you just can't think, no idea. You have an idea? Good. That's called Rabbi Lucha. So in your case, that's also the equivalent of Panini. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going in this direction. Sure, you can go that direction, but you don't, as a general rule. It's a subset, if you will, of Pnim. Then, Rov Tashmisho. That's based upon what we saw from the Shah and the Maharil. Well, we'll see some of the details later on. The Shah and the Lubush, right? And then, the tiebreaker is Hekatsir. That's what the Chovash of our Paskin. I've always assumed that to be true, because he's there. For 40 years, that was the same. All of a sudden, things are getting a little bit more murky. So before we get to the murkiness, which all starts with the Mordechai, which no one came to me, and all this whole day, please come to the Kibbutz Shabbat. Still waiting. I still don't know Shabbat. So before we even get to that Mordechai, which is more complex, let's talk about the Shittas HaRambam. Shittas HaRambam. Rambam, this Elliot pointed out to me, remarkably, almost incredibly, has Heketzir before he gets to talk about right versus left. Think about it for a minute. That sounds so illogical. Rambam has the halacha of Heketzir before he gets to right or left. That's quite an amazing thing. Think about it for a minute. In our mind, it doesn't work. How can it possibly be? Okay? Take a look over here. The Rambam has a lot of your base, the right side going in. A lot of the Aleph. What does it say? Holk and Achar at Seer Shaldelas, Vokum Shad Seer, Nira Yimot Shom, Shom Kovenus Abuzuz. He didn't get to talk about right versus left. Of course, Rambam is likely the shitaso requires a door. The door is what we said before, the definition of the shahr. And the side of the shahr that requires a mezuzah is the side where the door is hanging. That's very important. The point of the Rambam has nothing to do with which way the door opens. We spoke about it a little before. Is which way? Is the way the door opens critical or not? Well, the Rambam doesn't do which way the door opens. It's irrelevant. Because opening, that means the right side going here, right? I'm doing that. The side that has the post, that is considered to be the greater part of what we call the shahr. And therefore, you put the mezuzah on that side. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Let's say, for example, it opens out. See over there? The door on the side. The door opens out. Right? It opens out. So, which way is Heketzir? So many posts can say, Heketzir is going out. The door opens out. Called the Rambam? No. Heketzir is on the side of the door further from you. Close to the front of the base edge. That's where the hinge is. Okay? I'm not saying don't like the Rambam, it's necessarily the other way around. Called the Rambam is clear, it's where the hinge is, it has nothing to do with which way the door is opening in or out. So it would be. This Rabosai, I believe, is the opinion of Chabad. I don't talk about Chabad in general, that's not my thing. But they have been hugging. And the Minhagim almost always in fire has a very serious source, even though it's against the whole world. Very often. But they're often rooted in the way, woo, I never realized this. My first thing, time I experienced when I taught in Stern College many years ago, I walked into the room and the mezuzah was on the wrong side. The mezuzah was going out of the room. They told me that the same place is shared by a very fine gentleman, by Metzger, Shalita, who was a Chosid Chabad. That's Minik Chabad, apparently. Okay. I know one thing I do now, don't start up. Okay, the Mizuz is there, but I remember it. I never understood, I took one in the fair Sfarim. The Molachi quotes from Hagi Chabad. Derek of Zion, Sidkot Yud Aleph, and he quotes Minhag HaChabad. What's it based upon? The Tommy Hecker Tzir is the champion, Halacha Gemara. And then the question would be, they told me, it doesn't apply from the street. If you look into a Chabad home, and the door goes out into the street, it's not the mezuzah on the right side going in. So the question is, I guess he doesn't win all the time, so why does he win most of the time? That would bother me. I believe, based upon the Rambam. The Rambam holds, Hekatsir, before you even get to right versus left, Hekatsir is like an automatic follow Hekatsir, no matter what. Wait a minute. So we're talking about right and left. Why bother discussing right and left? Hekatsir always wins. Look at the Rambam. I'll help you out. Pesach Shabbat Shnei Vadim Och and Achar Atzir Shaldelis. Whoa. Bei Shnei Vadim. There are two rooms. Then Hekat Tzir rules. No matter what. But if you're coming from the outside, then not. So that's the distinction. I love you, Rab. I love you, Beit. Allah, you're coming from one room to another, one house to another, Hekat's here wins no matter what. Allah, you're coming from the outside, presumably. Derech Biyasla, right? Son of the source, Beisecha, Derech Biyasla, it has to be on the right hand side as it's defined. That's how I understood this minute. Now, I think it's quite a remarkable idea. That's exactly the custom. Derech Biyasla Yamin, that only applies for the Knesset of the Bayis. Remember, Biyasla derived from Beisechel. There's one dim that comes from the street to the house. That's the right. Right always wins on the right. Your right shoulder passes through. But everywhere else within the house, halakha I can see. I think it's your turn. And Chabad, you know, that they always learn Rambam, right? So, I'm sure I'll follow that when they went back. But I think it's on the Rambam. Next. Yes?
Is everyone saying that Hekar Tzir means the side that the side of the door closed that the hinge is on also, or does that also be the right side? I mean, that's to determine which side is called the main room, or does that determine where you put the mezuzah also?
According to the Rambam, when I understand it, it's automatic. Except when you're coming from the outside, but the Zeres HaKosu V'yosu Derech Yivin, everything else between one house and another, since the Rambam requires a door, so if we make parse it, Beisecha, you're going from the street to the house, so then it has to be Yivin, Yivin Beisecha. Once you're within the house, then Misharecha, you follow the door, whichever side of the door, that's the side of the door.
Right, did it go on the right side of that direction, or is it just, you put it where the hinge is?
If I understand this question, I'm going to rephrase the question, which maybe you mean. I'm not sure, maybe a different question. We spoke about Achori Adelis, which is around. Achori Adelis. What do you mean Achori Adelis? Achori Adelis presumes you're coming. front of the pot, but that's what you're here, I'm there. So what's behind and what's in front? That's a question I had to think about.
That wasn't my question.
Oh, it's not your question. So what is
that? Let's say you have a door like this.
Right.
So the hinge, if you follow the hinge, you put it on the right side, leaving this room, or?
Correct.
Is that because the hinge is on that side of the door?
Correct.
Or because it's on the far side of the door?
No, not the far side of the door. It's the right side of the platform. That's that side. We'll call it, from my perspective, the further side of the doorway. Close to the Aron Kodesh.
Right, so let's say the hinge is on the other side. Or on the left side?
The other side, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rule just says wherever the hinges are, you put it there.
Right. That's what Chabad does. Okay. How you see it? Who can confirm this minute Chabad? True? Where do you see it?
Not sorry, but in Geneva.
Geneva? What's that? More stories, then. Let's just. So, fine. I want to talk. I'm stalling over here because once we get started with the water, it's going to become a little bit complicated. I want to get to the other things first. We're going to get to the water. What happens if there's no accuracy? Not zero. So you have a total tie, and there's no tiebreaker. We'll just keep playing forever. It used to be in the old days before they had the tiebreakers. They have these tennis matches, marathons. It's still marathons. There's the goal. Forever. What do you do? So there are three opinions quoted in the post. There are going to be three opinions. What are the three possibilities? What's that? Come on. Raise your hand with a suggestion. No target. What do you say?
Well, based on the Gemara, just imagine if you were to put a door there, then...
Oh, that's interesting. That's a fourth possibility. Look at your imagination. But not completely. Yeah.
The Rishami says they should put it on the chooser's side.
Oh. Rishami says, we'll see Rishami in a minute, but the possible quote the Rishami is saying, take a pick. That's one possibility. Anybody else? Yeah? Potter? You don't say that? Moshe. I'm going to leave him. Moshe, you're going to be on the shadow floor. Moshe. Moshe, Potter! There's no Derek in it! Potter! Is that a possibility?
Both.
And they say both based upon the yards. Now, look carefully, just want to point out, it's not quite a direct quotation. The yards is referred to as a Dina. So you don't look to both. And I told you, it's a Shmach. We live in the age of Chumash, but that's what we're never caught on. Because of Altosa, for other reasons, we just don't do both. But the opposite is fake in the Dina, and some say this kind of a case. But Moshe is a Chidush Lifla V'Doyra Adma Ovud. No one can even believe it. But Moshe is a God Ladar. He said what he says. What about this so-called Yerushalm? And I open here, we're all going to bother this here. I mean, because once in a while, you have no choice. This is a Yerushalm in a funny place, it's Yerushalm. It's end of the Sefer Megillah. That's where the Yerushalmi is found that we never saw inside in the Yerushalmi. I didn't read it from the Sefer, but the Sholdai. Remember that one? It's not what we start, we shall spend time on. But now I'm going to read it in print. This print of the Yerushalmi that we have here in camp, the Yerushalmi of the Sefer Megillah, ends on page Lamed Beis. Here it's over here, Lamed Beis of Adal, that's the Yerushalmi that we have. He says, "Agad v'cha, shiashar gavoa." What if the thing is so high? Should you put the shlish shalim? No, it's a connected sefer. That's what comes up. So the Yerushalmi itself is only talking about a case where it's very high. That's important to know. We fully appreciate that. You see it in the text. Now the following. Listen to this. Sorech shiashma shel aroes apesach. So the shema should face the doors. If you look at any mezuzah, they can see through a little bit. This is shit on the outside, and right behind it is the Shema faces, we assume, like she's Rashi, it faces the air, if you will, of the within the frame of the door. Correct? Good. Says Yerushalmi. Tzir sheyesh lo shnei psokim. No sin al eza mehen she yirtze. Hey, shma shalom. Roa es ha pesach. To Shama's question. So what's the case? I was racking my brain until Moshe drew me a picture. He passed the picture around. Here it is. Okay. You saw it. You didn't help me draw it. That's the right picture, correct? Okay, everyone's passed around to see the picture. We don't have a PowerPoint here. I'm sorry I don't technologically advanced. But pen and paper, we still have Baruch Hashem. So what exactly is the Rishabi saying? So we understood it to mean you have a door and there's a post in the middle. And if you'll see the picture, the two doors on the diagonal in this direction. So the person who goes in and the door swings to his right can go in this way, but can go out, we'll call out this way. As you see the pictures I'm drawing. What's the matter? There's a door post in the middle and the door goes like this. So if I'm walking this way, okay, it's swing door. So it's going in this way. I'm going out this way, I'm going this way, the door swings this way. Either way, the door is swinging in to my right. Is that correct? Yes. So I can put the mezuzah either here, because I'm going in this side of the door, or I can put the mezuzah here, the back side of the same post, but going this way. And it's less than critical. It's less than a tenth.
Well, what's the problem?
No problem. You can choose to put the mezuzah either this way, going in, because on the right side going here, or this way, on the right side going here. They're both the right side, both according to Heckin's here. Both sides. They call this Yerushalmi to solve our case. It's not the same. Here, there's no Heckin's here. There are two Heckin's here. So when there are two Heckin's here, you have an option of pick one you want. Rav Moshe would say, this is Yerushalmi, not against me. Here, there are two Derabiyosims. I would say, this is not against me. Here, there are two Derabiyosims. We have the two radical shears where there's no Derabiyosim. Either you have to do both, or you have to do none. That's not exactly the case when there's no Hekkers here. There are two Hekkers here. So those who make the comparison say, yeah, but they cancel each other out. So exactly. But Rav Moshe, is everyone following the case? Did you pick the picture? Everybody yet? Hoping they'll figure it out for the picture. It took me a while. Not for Moshe, I think I'd still be scratching my head. But thank you very much. You're awkward. Okay? Oh. Now we understand very well. The Shabbos a question. Shema is only Roas and Pesach in one of the two psalmim. By definition. You put, like over here. So I put it on this side, so the Shema is seeing this Pesach. I put it on this side, the Shema is seeing this Pesach. Can't see Shema, can't see both Tzachim. There's no x-ray vision for the Shema. It's only facing this way or facing this way. Not facing both Tzachim. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying, if I understood it correctly. Here she is, no Shnei Tzachim, no Shnei Tzachim, no Shnei Tzachim. Hey, Shema, Shalom, Roas, and Pesach. How did it see both Tzachim? So the Tzad, Zer, Kanim, Nulet Pesach, Shekinag, Lechutz. So, by definition, you can't see the that's what Yerushalmi is saying. I think it's very interesting. This Yerushalmi. Tell you why. If the pshat is, and we'll come to this a little later, either today or maybe tomorrow, but the heck it's here, this determines for us which way you go, and the other way is completely potter. As Lash we saw in the Lash of the Maril, the Fizesh Nechayot, so far that Hekat Tzir can even create a Ptur. And the Chora, what's the Yerushalmi's Kasha? I decide Hekat Tzir, right? So the other way around, I'm Potter. I don't need the Shema to be Roes, to clear the doorway. Get the impression of this Yerushalmi, if I understand it correctly, again, Yerushalmi has no answer. But get the impression of Yerushalmi, so it's the best you can. That the pshat and heker tzir is not that it determines which is in and which is out with certainty, and therefore the way out might be public completely. No, there's the yachai in both directions fundamentally. Heker tzir can never pati. Heker tzir is just in a prioritization. So you're really chayav in both directions. Every case you go this way, you go this way. So you chayav this way, you chayav that way. Because you can't characterize either one of them as a total yitzir. Because you go from here to there, from there to there. It's both considered that there are biyasa to some extent. So you have to prioritize. So the Yerushalmi is there for asking, all right, I decided to put it over here. I'm going to like this door. This is going to be my door. But this door should still has to have, it's going to patter. But I put it here, believe it or not, it patterns this one as well. I have to the left of this one, that doesn't make a difference. Once I put it on the right, it's on the right in a particular derech biyasa, you need to patter another door. Like the classic case of the Gemara. You follow Heketzir, the door to the Begari, the Benashi, Heketzir goes into the Begari. So the way we're saying Lomdus now is not the pshat that the way Begari to Nashi is chaplet, it's nothing, zero. No, it's also a way to go in. Question that's on the left side. So what? As long as you place the mezuzah, the derech biyasa, it can pater the chiyuv to the begari, you can even pater the chiyuv to Benashi. That is no chiyuv to the Benashi. That's a question that's a lot of the shashala of Heketzir works. The way I read the Yerushalmi, I got the impression as a chiyuv in both directions. And that's why I was bothered by the Shema is facing the wrong direction from the perspective of the doorway behind. If you don't chiyuv in the behind, then you know the Yerushalmi's question. Wouldn't be a question. That's what I think. Fine. Now, with this background, I just want to add one more to Kuda, and then we'll get to the wars. The Parsha Sedura of Rav Chaim Kudesky has a very interesting idea explaining why it is you put it on any side you want. Why? What basis? Don't you have to have Derech Yemin? It's a Rav Moshe's Kashmir, in effect. But it's lacking in Derech Yemin. At the end of a long Sukkot Lamates, Asvorak Moshe Goshchat Meharag Nadal Shlita of Gedalia Nadal. Now is that sound? We don't know who he is. Who ever heard of him? Who's ever heard of him? How'd you hear of him? Who's your Rebbe? Oh, that's where I thought you'd heard of him from. He's an unbelievable personality. Rebbe the Chazanish, the fourth, the name is the Rav. Of all the Dover Haggis, a young man at the time. He was the Rav. And he was a. Oh, you're a Dikatam Chavam. Rabbi Chaim Kadeski is quoting with Shlita from who knows how many years ago. But he also had a certain, should I say, a broad-mindedness, which is B'nai Rabbi didn't know his place so well. As Rabbi Yitzchak Shelah brought up his shiur, all kinds of things about evolution, about unbelievable. So much that they denied that he ever said it. But if you want to hear the tape, you have the tapes in his house. But that's how I know about a little bit about the fasting. So he's, what's the story? The mezuzah atzma kovas eis a weaker. Kemo eker tzir. Self-fulfilling prophecy. You put the mezuzah there. Oh! At the very moment you put the mezuzah, it becomes the right side. So, fascinating story. Not like he quotes over here in this bracket, like the Yavitz, who said when there's no eker tzir, you need two mezuzahs. Why say that? It's his case referring to where there's a stake of the dina. If you want to look it up, probably on your bar yalan, Halek Aleph Siman Ayin in the Yavis. Okay. And Rav Moshe, it was what they printed yet. They read his wildest dreams. They put the government. Okay. So this takes care of the trailer part of Vegasi. Mm-hmm. Went through the hard work. Yeah.
What does it mean? Is it like, if I put a mezuzah on one side, that's the Derech Yetzir one?
That's not Vegasi. That itself breaks the tie. The mezuzah itself. It's self-fulfilling prophecy. You look here, that's called the right side. That's what he wants. Right. Rabbi Sai, we now go back to the wars. So, I'd like to begin. This is a chazara, but without chazara, we get nowhere. Even with chazara, we get nowhere. But this is we'll try. Okay, let's take a look together. Now, before I even so hesitant to start this war, I want to do everything else but. I'm a pacifist at heart, conscientious objector. Take a look at both sides in the Shulta Gibor. We'll see it all parted a little bit together. The Shulta Gibor, in my print, is page Yudches, in your print, is page Vav. Just about ready to get to discuss the real problem. And I'm going to add some suggestions to the floor that I did ready yesterday. Maybe someone who was back at me privately, maybe he'll come over and just want to have yourself heard. Give me a shot, this one. Let's read it together again. Right above what we just read. Inside, we're now starting the war. Okay. All we read, everyone said the entire thing is a total of four lines. That's it. These four lines are hard lines. It gives you four lines, but it's very difficult. So all we read, Dafka ben Gavra l'nashi sh'shnei v'ikar, u'shnei psuchem v'shus ha'rabim, al v'vayis l'cheder o l'aliyah sh'ikin ha'shvishim o'tzom o'vo v'vayis t'shav, lo azina bosa heker tzir, v'yadachenu v'cheder d'l'tzorach o'vo v'osu, lo achinach ha'kri ben Gavra l'nashi. It's part one. It's the first 2.5 lines. Last line, man. V'chein l'tzos, I assume this is the Rebbe Chaim himself speaking. Afilu, word afilu that becomes important. Echad pasuach l'shus harabim. The echad ain't pasuach l'shus harabim. Keima di ikot tashmash knisa v'yitzia derach shom. Lo mashlichina. What? Well, there's two words.
Back at two.
First side, I have to tell you this. Just take the last line before we go to the... What did the last line say? What is pasuach l'shus harabim? And what is not? What do we call that in our lingo? Pashtus. Panimi. Panimi. That's what I thought, man. One is open, one is not open. One's a closed room. One's a closed room. Okay. So, Panimi wins everything, right? That's what we thought before. Panimi goes around. Keila de ike tashmish knisa de yitzia derasham. Lamash pina mekatsir. What's he trying to say? That Panimi beats out ekatsir. Very nice. What are you drawing over the expression? Iker tashmish knisa v'yitzia derech. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Yes?
I think it just means that the door is used most, the door was made in order to go into that room. So that it's the same as the
same as the oh, very good. After a lot of consideration, I believe that you're right. Which is not the way others interpret the book. I think you're really right. I think that's what you said yesterday. It just means nothing more, nothing less. But all it means is that's the eager way. Doesn't mean it's an eager in a tuffle. We the eager means it's an eager attachment in a tuffle. No, it means it's a panimi. You walk. That's how you go in. That's why that's called a knisa. It's not called a yitzir. Knisa yitzir derasham. One of the knesia, one's the yitzir. So the panim is a knesia, and the coming out is a yitzir. So I don't care. Heck, I can't break this tie. Not Chabadskis. On the Chabad, heck, it breaks this as well. So what's it? They're both indoors. Breaks panimi. No, panimi wins. Now, if that's the case, what's the other key word? V'chein. So Moshe said yesterday, V'chein, just repeating himself. The same thing twice. Let's see if we can get all the verbiage of the first part to say just the same plain, simple truth. That panimi beats out hekatsir. Let's read. On the read. Dafka ben Gavra l'nashi sh'shneim ikar. U'shneim psuchem u'shusarab. So, don't tell me ikar means they both use. All it means really is they both open to the outside. So you go into this way, go into that way. I will be biased. L'cheder o le'aliyah. All that word means pnimi. Which means pnimi. All this just means pnimi. That's a lot of words that mean pnimi, but maybe it's the simplest way out. That explains the lechem. Same thing twice. Yes.
How do we understand Shem Iker?
Okay, so sorry. Because there's